This is a recording of the July 22nd, 2026 Operations Committee meeting to convene immediately following the Governance Committee meeting at the Chugach Electric Association Boardroom.
Okay, so it's 5 o'clock. We have a quorum. It's called to order the Operations Committee meeting for July 22nd, 2026. Roll call board members. Director Fleet Green is here. Director Nordman is here. Director Gage is here. Director Wigan is here. Board members that are not on the committee, Director Jernstrom and Director Morse are here. Heather, do we have, can you give us a roll call for?
Arthur Miller, Sherry Hires, Matt Clarkson, Andrew Laughlin, Wendy Wilson, Bart Armfield, Nick Schmaniak, Bernie Smith, Dan Herman, Julie Heskett, Al Rudek, Katie Millen, and Mark Sonstein. Online we have Amanda Mankel and Sandra Casey.
How about guess?
And then just so far, the only guest we have is Bernie Smith.
Okay, and we've got Mitch. Is Mitch on?
Not yet.
Not yet. And Shayna isn't on either, but they may show up. Okay, so before we move to the approval of the agenda, we'd like to add an agenda item, and that's to elect the vice chair of the operations committee. So could I have a motion to amend the agenda?
So moved to modify the agenda to include election of the vice chair.
Second.
We have a motion by Director Wigan and a second by Director Gage. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It passes unanimously. Okay, persons to be heard, like 3 minutes. Is there anybody in the room that would like to speak? Bernie, again? Come on up. You can double dip today.
Did we just approve the agenda? Pardon me.
Minutes.
Sorry.
I'm taking Rachel's part and watching process.
No, I no. Trust me, she's already. The only reason I got the first two right is because she's been coaching me. It didn't take me long to mess up. So, could I have a motion for the approval?
Move to approve the agenda as modified.
Second. I think we just okay.
Minutes.
I think, Mark.
Pardon me?
We just did the agenda. Now we're doing the minutes from last time.
Oh, okay. Move to approve the minutes if it's.
Second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We have another unanimous. Okay, now the persons to be heard. Bernie.
Since I made my spiel earlier, I don't really have a lot to say, but I will. I can never come up here and talk to you. For the record, hello, everybody. My name is Bernie Smith, and I just want to let you know that in our MAC committee meeting yesterday, especially for the two board members came here for my public comment earlier. We had a really good discussion about the natural gas situation and the storage situation and the trouble that that our fellow utilities possibly going to be involved with, and how Chugach, our CEO Arthur Miller and his team have been putting out a hand out there to try to help and solve some problems that will definitely be coming if we have a cold winter this year, especially in NSTAR's case. They really don't have a whole lot of a natural gas storage in the sink facility, and so if we get hit with a real cold spill, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And we as people of the rail belt, not just Chugach people, but most of the Chugach people, members basically have heating from NSTAR, so that puts us in a situation that we need to get resolved. And I was real pleased to hear Arthur and Mark and Dan talk about the situation that we were in last night in our MAC committee, and I know our members were very appreciative of it, and also afterwards they were extremely concerned about it, which I think more and more people need to be understanding that we're in this may not work out very well. And NSTAR has, they lost their ability with the RCA to spend $240 million for storage, which is a good thing because they didn't give the commission what the information they needed to get it passed. But as I heard last night, they may not have any gas to put in storage. So the sinkathane is only about maybe 40% full as it is. So it's a big concern, and I'm going to be very interested in what y'all guys are going to talk about in this meeting today, and I'll be so, so happy when y'all get out of these executive sessions and you can actually talk about what you're going to do, which I know. I say that all the time, but I'm keep saying it until it happens. So thank you very much.
Not wrong, Bernie.
Thanks.
And just as a little amplification of what Bernie said, Arthur and staff have looked at ways to help NSTAR out if they choose to let us know in time. And our primary benefit, our primary fiscal responsibility is to our members, UGESH members. But they have figured out ways to do this that doesn't materially impact the Chugach member while helping NSTAR, who serves Chugach and other communities within the rail belt. So it's really a good situation. I mean, I commend Arthur and the GAS team for that. Thanks, Bernie, for bringing that up. Anyone else in the room that wants to come? Okay, I see Mitch is online. Mitch, you're listed as you're going to be online because you don't have comments, but I'll give you the opportunity to change your mind. Would you like to say something, sir?
What an offer.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for recognizing me, but yes, I just want to listen. Don't have anything to add tonight.
Okay, thanks, Mitch. Okay, so that members to be heard is completed. So new business, gas supply update. Dan and team, please. Or maybe Dan is the team.
I am the team.
Okay.
Let's go aboard. Dan Herman, Manager, Natural Gas and Energy Resources. Quick update on our fuel supply, since prudent topic that Bernie brought up and everything else. Beluga, we're producing about 50 million cubic feet of natural gas a day right now, which is about 50 million cubic feet of natural gas a day. The production as of the end of June was about 9% ahead of our projections. So production is still going strong and is anticipated. We are currently in the middle of our 2026 drilling program. We've completed 2 of the 5 wells this year, completed the second well over the weekend or early this week, and are working to move on to our third well. Both wells have gone fairly well. No major issues, some minor issues on the second well, but overall on target and as expected for the most part. As far as our SINGS is concerned, we have about 1.6 BCF in SINGS currently. We're continuing to inject in SINGSA. Our Hillcorp Alaska Gas Storage, we have about a little over 300 million in that storage, and continuing to balance our deliveries to storage with the plan to have our SINGSA full by the end of the year and utilize majority of our Hillcorp storage by the end of the year. So having those as full as possible as we go into the winter. Continuing to work on our LNG import planning. We're continuing our commercial negotiations with Harvest. We continue to have conversations with LNG suppliers and having still a lot of interest from those suppliers in providing LNG to us when we have a terminal to bring that into. We're also continuing to work on our West Side storage opportunities, continue to study that and understand exactly what we need and what's available in the field. And that's all I've got.
Okay. Any questions from the committee or board members?
How much are we going to put away in terms of gas by the end of the year? How many BCF?
In storage?
Yeah.
We should have about... fill up SINGSA, which is about 2.1 BCF, and we'll have about close to BCF, I believe, in Hillcorp Alaska Gas Storage.
Okay.
It just depends on kind of how Beluga production continues this year and how everything kind of balances. But the main goal is to ensure that we have SINGSA as full as possible in the winter.
Okay, about 1 or 1.25 BCF additional to what we have now.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that's about right.
Okay.
Any other questions? What is the capacity of SINGSA?
13 BCF after the expansion.
Okay. How much total currently is in sinks right now?
It's right around 4 BCF. I don't remember the exact number. It's approximate. It's approximate. I can't remember, right below 4 or right above 4. And that includes both ourselves, NSTAR, and any other off-takers, including Marathon.
Okay.
If everybody else doesn't fulfill, get sinks a full by winter, will we have pressure issues?
No, the deliverability is based on our volumes and not subject to other volumes in the storage. So we'll have our full deliverability. Now, the other companies, mainly NSTAR, that has the remaining storage, they may have challenges on how much deliverability and where those ratchets are. So, but we should be, the contract and agreement is not subject to other people's volumes in the form and storage.
And physically,
yeah.
Mechanically, the deliverability from Singsa, which is excellent, is due to compressors, not necessarily due to reservoir fill.
Correct. There's always the option for pulling when the pressures are lower to be able to utilize compression to continue to meet the requirements for deliverability for the contract. So,
thank you.
Any other questions?
On the BRU OpEx, did the second quarter follow the same trends as the first quarter? Is it on budget target?
It is. I haven't looked at those numbers, so I'd have to take a look at those. I can't remember what the second quarter total numbers were. I've just seen the monthly numbers, and those are in line with what was anticipated. I think we had some slightly higher CapEx that, depending on, it should all be in the same quarter, that we had some differences on when it was supposed to hit month to month, and that was mainly around the rig move and mobilization of equipment. So, and I was wrong on the sinks of volume, so I think so. I got my numbers all wrong. It's slightly under 6 BCF and sings of storage. So I was thinking it's our volumes minus NSTAR's volumes was my initial number. So I was thinking more NSTAR volumes or remaining volumes, not including ours.
So we've got roughly 1.6. They've got roughly 3.4, right?
4.4, yeah. Somewhere right around 4 BCF, yeah.
Okay. And with regard to Director Jernstrom's question, I assume or request that maybe we can have those numbers for the board meeting?
Yeah, we can have the Beluga numbers for the board meeting.
Okay. Other questions? Hearing none. Thank you, Mr. Herman. Our added item under new business is to elect a vice chair. Do I have any nominations? As we all look at Jim.
Then, as I look at Director Nordland, I would like to nominate Director Nordland to be vice chair for the operations committee.
Excellent nominations.
Second.
Okay, so nominated by Director Wiggin, seconded by Director Fleet Green. Any other nominations? Hearing none, call for a vote. All in favor of Director Nordland as the vice chair, say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. Congratulations.
Thanks,
Jim. we're efficient today, I guess, both Director Jernstrom's committee and this one. So, Director comments, which is both from governance and from now. So, we'll go around the table. Director Nordland. I ask you just as you put food in your mouth, too.
We had a couple of really quick meetings.
Yeah.
What do I have to say?
You don't have to say.
You don't have to.
Nothing really comes to mind. I will say though that I do hope. I talked to Director Jernstrom about this. That it's sort of a governance, but maybe it's a whole board thing. We should. I'm looking forward to the day soon. We're going to revisit the whole sense for community and how we're going to go ahead with that. Other than that, Rachel and I, Mark, Steve, what's Steve's last name again? Steve Gerlich. That was very informative, and I really recommend that if any of the board members we have not met one-on-one with Steve to do so. A lot of good information to help back up the direction we're going in terms of BRU and gas importation and gas the whole gas situation. So, anyway, really recommend it.
Yep.
Thanks.
Not much to say beyond right after this, we're going back into executive session. Frankly, I hate it, but we have to. We have, and I was curious how much Dr. Dan could say, but we will ultimately in the coming months, we're going to roll all, everything out. We've got to move things forward. So we talked about that last night, the member advisory committee. And so following up on the sense for community, I believe two of the members of the member advisory committee asked me last night about the sense for community. So there's a lot of support there for let's get moving as soon as possible. I appreciated the opportunity to go to this member advisory committee last night. I made the comment that people asked phenomenal questions, and they all seem to be not only very interested, but very informed. So, wow, good job. That's all I've got to say.
Great. Well, I'm not on governance, so I'll skip that part. And for this brief agenda, I'm looking forward to the discussion. We'll just echo that of the other directors in terms of being able to take part of this discussion out of executive session soon. I will say we touched on it briefly, but I think the announcement by NSTAR and the statements made certainly have gotten our members' attention, and our members are also their customers. So the Venn diagram is pretty big in terms of overlap, and we should just keep that in mind. So I appreciate hearing the posture that our leadership is taking here to try and help NSTAR. We don't want anyone to be cold, and we also don't want to see big spikes because, frankly, that hurts our economy, which then hurts our customers and our customer base. So I appreciate that perspective that our leadership has taken, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, I'm excited to be at my first governance committee, first operations committee. Seems like they might be shorter than normal, but maybe they're all like this. Excited to get to know each of the board members, and especially looking forward to our retreat, which is about a month away, and having some focused time to dig into these issues because these needs to go by quickly. And just thinking a lot, I think when you, as I've said at the last meeting, when you run for this board, your door is open to community members, friends, colleagues to come to you with their ideas. And that doesn't stop now that I'm on the board. And so seeing in the news, rates going up at our peer utilities, news all over online today about NSTAR bills this month potentially being higher, there for the grace of God go we, and being aware of the community and the economy and the communication and how members respond, and that heavy importance of that is something I'm thinking about in all of these conversations. And so happy to be here digging into these issues with you all.
Well, we're glad to have you. Director Jernstrom.
I'm excited to get back to work. I feel like the summer lull is finally over. Well, I was looking at my calendar and realizing I need to sync it with my personal calendar because we have a lot of meetings coming up, including our strategic planning in August. So looking forward to that and getting through some of these big issues that we need to do around gas and getting that off our plate so we can work on more exciting things. So it'll be a busy fall. Thanks for everyone's expeditious work in the governance committee meeting. I will echo a little bit of Bernie's summary in the MAC meeting just by saying there is a trustee of the Sense for Community on the MAC, and she did give us a brief update on the work that the trustees are doing. They are actively still organizing documents and in regards to how they do their grant making and all of the work that needs to be done before they can formally launch. I believe they're still several months out from being ready. And so it is, I think, good to stay in open communication with them as well, so that we have some alignment with our timing there. But they are anxious, but also there's still work to do in front of them. There's also a member on the MAC who shared a long email, and I'm just looking at it here, of updates around that might be relevant to our members. One of the bigger ones he shared was the IRA allocation of home energy rebate program is finally loosened up, and Alaska, I think, is earmarked to get $128 million, and it's via HFC, and so it will come to households in the form of, I think, $14,000 worth of rebates based on sliding scale of income to do fairly boring but necessary upgrades around, you know, wiring retrofits or heat pump installation. So he just flagged that, and he shared that information with Julie, too. I'm sure there's other ways to get it out, but I just wanted to share that with you all. That's it. Thank you.
Director Morse.
Yeah. Thanks to Catherine as the chair of the governance for a tight governance meeting. Appreciate the attention to detail and the really important work of making sure that our policies are modern and reflective and within the constraints of the bylaws, and all that work is done really well and tight. I feel good about the work that we're doing there. Thanks to Director Gage for stepping up to be vice chair of the committee on your first meeting. That's always nice to have people engaged. I think there was a real important nugget about our relationship with our members and what we want to do in communication and trust moving forward to come out of that meeting. So I'm super glad that we had that meeting and that discussion. Thanks for a tight operations committee meeting. Thanks to Director Norland for stepping up to be vice chair. It's a big committee, and I feel great about the leadership we have on the governance committee. That feels really good. We have been able as Chugach board members to know more than our members do about what we're doing to face the gas supply challenges. And I will say, I believe, and I will say this out loud, that we have the smartest team on the rail belt on it. And I am pleased with what I think we are going to be able to share with you. And I think our members we have done our level best to get a good path through this current present challenge. And I will be excited when we can share that with everyone. And it is, of course, time. I have the NSTAR news has made people stop me in neighboring offices on my way into work who I don't actually work with, who know I'm on the board because I just got reelected. I've been asked in the grocery store about gas, and I've been asked in friend groups. So it is really present in our members' mind. And I get a lot of questions about NSTAR, which thankfully I don't have to answer. but I am looking forward to when we can make this public. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Miller.
I will make this quick. Thank you, Bernie, your comments. I think we're all in the same place. We really want to get moving on the next phase of this initiative on natural gas supply. And I think we're at a point where you'll see some definitive action as we move forward, including filings with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. Also, I think really appreciate the opportunity to review the board policy with you and get that moving along. We will continue going through that process. It is kind of amazing. Some of these policies have been changed in many, many years, and some of the wording in there really is not reflective of the current times. So it's a great opportunity to make those modifications. And I certainly support the bylaw amendment direction that we're taking, that you are all taking, that helps position Chugach again for success, in that by building equity through multiple channels, that strengthens Chugach. It's not one person, for example, doesn't make up an army, and building up equity is not from one single source. We can do it from multiple sources, and over time, it makes a material difference. So I think that's great. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll keep mine quick. Thanks, Bernie, again, for your comments today and also for your chairing of the MAC. It was a good meeting last night. It was appreciated. I'll add one thing that, or echo maybe what Rachel said. I think our timeline is different than everybody else's. We're the first ones that are out of contract, firm contract, and our gas team has done a great job of stretching the supplies we have and managing them very, very well. So, you know, we had to make a decision before anybody else does, and I think while we as an organization do support the gas line, we couldn't wait for the gas line to happen, or we would have lights off. So we can't do that. We get to $5 gas in 10 years. You know, we have an ability to pivot too. So we've not only, I think, our executive staff, the whole team, and our gas team, I think, has done an excellent, and the board has done a good job of meeting the current needs and also positioning ourselves for the future. And that, you know, immediate needs are, you know, 2028-ish, 2029. Intermediate needs, you know, maybe we off take gas off the pipeline, and, you know, in a period of time, maybe we don't. And then our long-term vision is solid too. And that's with, and again, all you guys have heard this before, but you know, we're investigating hydro, which in my opinion is the right option to look at for long-term. It's a heavy lift up front, but it's the right answer for our kids and grandkids. We're operating in today's environment, and we're planning for 50, 60 years from now. So I think that's the responsible thing to do. So I'm with Rachel. I think this group as a whole is doing an excellent job managing the responsibilities we have to our members. So thank all of you guys for that, the staff, you know, the corner office and the board, and the members too that come, especially the ones that come participate. So could I get a motion for to move into executive session, please?
Sure. I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10-25-175(c)(1) and (3), the board of directors go into executive session to, one, discuss and receive reports regarding matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and, two, discuss with its attorneys matters the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Thank you, Director Wiggin. Second. Second by Director Norland. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. We are in executive session. So we'll take a 5-minute break to clear the room and do whatever we have to do, and we'll start back at 5:35, please. So we've come out of executive session. We discussed two items that are legal matters or financial matters that could be harmful to the utility if we released information early. So we're now out of executive session. So we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.